有了你妈妈什么的，我就请人带了吧。因为那个时候有钱。
That's my grandma talking. She grew up in a traditional Chinese family and doesn't speak English too well. I'm an American-born Chinese, raised in Bayside, Queens, a secluded area where the only thing to eat outside my home was pizza, which was on every corner. Despite this, my grandma made sure to keep us in touch with our Chinese roots.
那么我的爸爸妈妈喜欢吃什么，我愿意我做的我就做给他们吃。但是我们家里头有大有那个厨子做，有专门煮饭的。
My grandma always stays within the Chinese community and cooks and eats strictly Chinese food. But my mom was different. She came to America from Hong Kong when she was 7 and quickly assimilated into her new community.
Where I lived in Flushing. And all my friends were pretty much white. And I grew up pretty much living everything that was non-Asian. But once I crossed over into going home, over that threshold of my front door, it became very, very Chinese again.
Although her home life was Chinese, she never stopped trying new things.
I remember having my friends over. My mom would cook Chinese food for them, and they loved it. They loved coming over to my house, especially to eat authentic home-cooked food. And when I was at their house, I ate whatever their parents cooked, from Italian to Spanish food to, I remember, even had matzo balls.
So, food seemed to play a pretty big part in introducing my mom to diversity. This got me to thinking. I wondered if food could bridge the gap between cultures and people. Throughout history, our society has always struggled with issues concerning racism, gender, culture, and equality. Something these topics all have in common is that they stem from the difference between people. I myself have been a victim of racism, being called derogatory names such as chink, or even being called out for my oh-so-small Asian eyes, and once even being treated rudely compared to how they treated others around me. I was actually with my mom at the time. So mommy, do you remember that day when we were in New York and company and that thing happened with the racism and everything? Do you remember that?
Oh yeah, vividly. Yeah, I remember we were trying to get a shirt for gifts or something. And we happened to be in Long Island in Suffolk County. And we went to New York and Company, one of my favorite stores. We go in there. Nobody was in the store, actually. We were the only two people walking in. And the girls were all just standing around, not doing anything specific. Didn't say anything to us. Didn't say hello. Their faces were like, what are you doing here? And I ignored it. And I just thought they were having a bad day. So 5 minutes later, other people walked in, other women, and right away they greeted them. They asked them if they can be of any help. Don't hesitate to ask. And it was immediately I felt, wow, can't believe it. Were we that obviously like non-white? So I did find something that it wasn't in my size, or not my size, the size I had wanted, and asked them if they had any more, or maybe in the back. And it was a new item, so I know whatever stock they have it in the back, because it was a new arrival. So I asked the girl, I said, excuse me, you know, would you have this size in the back? And she looked at me like, no, whatever's there, and just walked away from me. It was so amazingly, unbelievably racist, I guess.
That day I thought to myself, how can people be so mean towards someone else just because of their skin color or background? I mean, seriously, they knew nothing about us and treated us based upon how we looked. This also made me think of some events that happened this year highlighting this crisis, such as the Ferguson protests. There were also, and still to this day, many hate crimes and acts of brutality occurring on the streets. Every time I saw that on the news, my heart would just sink. I didn't even know these people. Yet I found myself tearing up over the fact of a gay or a Muslim being beaten up. I asked my mom one day why I felt like this. And she told me that it was because we were all human. And she was right. We are all human no matter what race, skin color, or gender we are. This had made me a strong advocate for equality throughout my life. And I hope that food could somehow be a missing ingredient to help bring people together. Although, I wouldn't have thought of this if it weren't for my passion for baking. I discovered it about 6 years ago and loved it ever since. Because of my passion, I found Food and Finance High School, located in Hell's Kitchen in Manhattan. When I started coming to the city and the school, I was exposed to all different types of foods, cultures, and people. I could find anything from French, Thai, Spanish, Ethiopian, Indian, Greek, to Mexican food all within a block. This changed me as a person, making me more open to new and different things, and giving me a better, more positive outlook on life. This exposure actually even helped me overcome my struggle with eating and losing weight. I remember nights where I would just bury my head in my hands and cry about that half a pound I gained and how my body looked. But those nights eventually started to lessen as I began my freshman year in Manhattan. This change really helped me, and I realized that food can help us overcome our differences and unite us as people. It made me realize that perhaps food can bring us together. One of my teachers, Mr. Chi, had a similar experience.
I kind of learned about diversity in reverse from being a child growing up in North Babylon and having all sorts of people around me to seeing a great lack of diversity in the high school that I graduated from.
But it changed for him when he came to Manhattan, too.
It's kind of funny. I always wanted to be in the city. Like from when I was young, I think I fell in love with the skyline when
yeah,
I was like
me
7
too.
Years old. You know, it's just like, oh, wow, like that's the place I need to be.
And that's where Mr. Chi joined our community at Food and Finance High School.
I think this community, our high school, is generally one of the most open communities that I've ever been a part of. Never seen kids walking down the hallway arm in arm like you see here. It's really kind of great. This place is all, like it's and the first couple weeks I was kind of shaking my head like I can't believe that, you know, like they've reached this level in this high school. That's usually something like I remember in my high school there was you'd get beaten up. Right.
So do you think because the way our high school is, it's so diverse and a majority of the students are accepting no matter what race or sexual orientation, any of gender, whatever. Do you think that because we are a culinary high school that the food helps bring the student body together?
I mean, we have people from all 5 boroughs that come here every day. And they did come here, I mean, they saw the title of the school, and I don't know if they thought they were going to be eating all day or if they thought that meant they were going to make their lunch every day or what. But it's, I think having that common interest.
And that was it. I realized that food brought people together because it was a common interest, just as Mr. Chi said. Whether it was wanting to eat the food, wanting to cook the food, or eating the food out of need. Whatever it was, it brought people together and is creating acceptance like it did in our school. Even fusion food is beginning to play a role in uniting others.
Seeing some of the seniors and how much they're into fusion, that really plays a role. Like, as they're here, I think that happens because we have the common interest and we have that we're kind of driven together to create this community around one idea. So I think that makes some of those barriers fall away.
I asked my mom about what she thought about food and its unifying factor as well.
When it comes to food, there is no prejudices are not as overt. People enjoy food, they enjoy each other, and they enjoy the company, and it's all bind together by the food that they enjoy from each culture.
After this, I thought to myself, food can play a really big factor in diversifying and creating equality. Without the element of food in our society today, things may be totally different. There may be less acceptance, more barriers and boundaries, and most of all, less diversity among us as people. As I thought about it, food is what even brings people together not only in kitchens, but around the table at the end of the day, whether it be two people or 20. Thinking back to when I was younger, I even remember the days where I used to live with both of my divorced parents, and we would always sit around the table at the end of the day, no matter how busy or whatever problems or arguing that happened that day, talking about the food and enjoying it. It really amazed me how something such as food can be so influential in our community and throughout the world in knocking down barriers, from race to culture, religion, gender, sexuality, and even personal conflicts.
Food is one unifying tool in society.
And it definitely is. If I hadn't been exposed to the high school I attend and the diversity the city has to offer, I may be so different and may not even have thought about writing a piece about this. But luckily I was, and it was all because of food. And there is still so much more out there to explore from more different cultures, food, and people.
There's always something to learn about. You never stop learning.
I will never stop learning. And I hope others won't either. Food is helping us throughout, creating acceptance, equality, and most of all, bringing us together. So not only can we learn together, but from each other. For Saxelby Radio Scholars, I'm Jessica Ang.